Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear, man. What's today's topic? Transparency. You know, we live in a world now, guys. If you're out here in the world and we're building any kind of brand or business or awareness of a product or an event or service, one of the things that folks are asking for now, from everything from the position of the United States president to a CEO of Starbucks to a small cupcake brand in middle USA, is transparency, saying that that is truly the currency or leverage that we can use to be able to connect even deeper with our clientele. And it's a debatable topic. I mean, many people feel that showing their personal lives or showing inside of their world that deeply, that's not necessary, that they are not willing to sacrifice that they want a separation of who they are or who, what they feel or their views and values. And it's interesting because we have a culture right now with people, with clients or with the world or community or just the consumer, that they're so expectant of that transparency, even though many clients don't allow us to be transparent. There's still so many people, guys, that have their page on private, metaphorically and physically, but they almost demand it from their movie stars, from their musicians. Just recently, Cardi B, I can't believe I'm talking about Cardi B, because it's not really my business. Not that I don't enjoy her music, because the album is blazing hot. But she said recently, she was just like, you know, whether or not I'm pregnant or not, you know, it's really not everybody's business. She said, but people just expect to know every detail of your life. And I tell you, they do. People just expect to know that. So it's a very sensitive topic, but I do believe that we are in a time now, guys, where transparency, it truly is a currency piece. It's something that you can, in a world where we're so used to asking for help, asking for things, asking, you know, we're in a world now where we have to ask brands and companies and funding and pitches and things of that nature. It's sometimes we forget that the leverage is truly in the creator. The leverage is truly in the one that is sharing, that there really isn't any gatekeepers to reach the people that you're trying to reach now. The distribution or distributor, or, you know, musicians need a distribution, products on shelves need stores to distribute it, you know. The distribution mechanism that everyone has the ability to utilize and leverage right now, guys, is the internet. It has taken away the gatekeepers. So if you truly want to reach just one-to-one, B2B, just reach people out in the world that is your client. I mean, you can just literally slide in somebody's inbox and say hello. You can literally ask a client their opinion after they've purchased something, taking their name and searching for them in a few seconds. I mean, it is unbelievable what we have to do. So in a world now where so many folk are still relying on others, and that's okay because we all need help. I need help. You need help. But if you want, man, I tell you, you can utilize transparency, and everybody doesn't want to do that. I looked up transparent, the root word of transparency, and it says the ability to pass light through an object so that object can be distinctly seen. I just thought that was a strong definition. Now, truly, that's not maybe the transparency that we're talking about as it relates to online transparency, but the definition still holds true. The ability to pass light, vision, sight, clarity, details, right? The ability to pass light through an object so that that object can be distinctly seen. If you're looking to grow something out here, guys, and you don't have funding necessarily to just go purchase marketing, to purchase awareness, to seemingly buy ad space or to pay for employees, I'm telling you, man, the transparency or allowing people to fall in love with your personality, not necessarily your personal life even. I don't think you have to show your closet or your sock drawer or you brushing your teeth necessarily, or what happens in your bedroom or your children or your spouse, but I think who you are, what you are, what you believe, what do you stand for? You know, we've been told don't give your opinion on things. Don't share what you really think. You know, hesitate and think and second guess so often because you don't want to offend folk. You don't want to isolate people. But see, that's when we were dealing with a limited market. But now everyone that's selling anything that has a .com, your new audience is 7 billion people. Let's say that again. So many of us are buying things from China, be it on Amazon or whatever, but we don't realize if we can buy something from China, we can sell something to China. Think about that. If you can buy something from Hong Kong, from Taiwan, from Canada, from California, you could sell to California if you bought it from California. See, that opens up your mind to say, if my business needs 100,000 clients, 1,000 clients, many businesses need 100 clients a week, 400 clients a month, 1,400 clients a year, 2,000 clients a year, 3,000 clients a year to sell their product to. When you think about it in that manner, if you need 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people to be successful, truly successful, whatever you're selling or giving as a service or a good, and your new base is the internet, www.worldwideweb, and 7 billion people are your audience, why do you ever have to be anything other than you? Why is it not easier to just be yourself and be transparent and let the light shine through you, guys? Right? Let the light shine through you to be distinctly seen. Show who you are. Show what you believe. Where are you from? What's your story? You have nothing to hide. I tell you, I'm listening to this album by Cardi, and besides the fact that the production is incredible and the beats are rotten and you're jamming, listen to what she's saying. She's saying, I got here just being my authentic self. You might call me ratchet and wild or whatever, but I'm just telling you who I am. Just a regular, degular, smegular girl from the Bronx. And I think we can learn a lot, right? Truly from that kind of thinking, because now the response to this woman and her music and her album has been overwhelming. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be anything other than you. So just let the light shine, man. Don't put up any pretenses, any fakeness, any, you know, pretending who you are. Let the light of seemingly the internet and the connection with your people shine through. Engage with them. Be yourself, right? If you don't have no children, show them your dog. Show them your cat. If you don't have any pets, show them your neighborhood. If you don't have the neighborhood that you're in, you know what I mean? Maybe you're not particularly interested in you, show them your family, right? If you don't want to show your family, show them your crazy sock drawer, right? Show them that you have a weird laugh and a gap, man. Show them that weird laugh to you, super interesting and engaging to others. Show them your gap. Show them, and I don't have the best skin. Tell them about how that makes you feel. Man, you know what? I may be a little full-figured. Man, so many people love full-figured. Just be who you are, guys. And that transparency, I can't explain it enough because I am an example of it. I do not think about content. I do not think about what to say. What I'm talking to you right now, this is not written down. I thought of a topic, and I just turned the microphone on to share. And I'm telling you guys, we can just do better with life in general. But truly, what if we're out here trying, because who you are is going to sell what you have to offer. Who you are, who the company is going to do a better job, guys, of selling what you offer than sometimes some of the most expensive, you know, overpriced, in my opinion, marketing campaigns by companies all over the world. Just be you and share it as wide and as far reaching as you can, and you'll draw in the people that embrace and love and just are drawn to your transparency. Guys, I appreciate you for stopping by the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. Now get out there and live.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.